Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
Now, on News Talk 105.9 WMAL.
O'Connor and Company.
It's 8:37 here on O'Connor and Company, and we're getting you through this Friday, leading you into your Memorial Day weekend. Patrice Onwuka.
Yes, TGI Friday.
And I, Larry O'Connor. And we are trying to examine the horrific events of Uvalde, Texas, from multiple angles. Again, I want to reiterate those politicians who say it's very simple. This is just about guns. They're lying to you for their own reasons. The guns may be a part of the factor, but there is a lot involved in the crisis that we see before us with these mass shootings. Warren Farrell is the author of The Boy Crisis, Why Our Boys Are Struggling and What We Can Do About It. And he joins us now. Mr. Farrell, thank you so much for being here.
It's a pleasure. I'm looking forward to it.
Is it true to say that most of the, not all certainly, but most of the young men who carry out these mass shootings, especially at schools, grow up in a home without a father?
Yes, that is. That's the second most important contributor to mass shootings. And if you think about the large things that we've been blaming mass shootings on, we've been blaming replacement theory style hatred. We've been blaming the access to guns, toxic politics, poor family values, violence in the media, violence in video games, violent mental illness. Mm-hmm. But if we think about it, our daughters live in the same families with the same family values, are exposed to the same replacement theory style hatred and the same toxic politics. They have the same access to the same guns, the same video games, the same media, and they suffer similar mental illnesses. Yet our daughters are not doing the killing. And our sons are, and so we have, so we have to look at what's happening with our sons. That's the starting place.
You know, Dr. Farrell, it's so interesting. I would love for you to broaden this out and help us understand how we got here. And I'll just add a little context. I mean, last fall, I read in the Wall Street Journal a fascinating article about how so many young men are dropping out of school with no plan, and there's this lack of any sort of purpose. And that our young men feel like, you know, the push to advance women in education and advance women in society has somehow left them behind. So how did we get to this point?
Yes, we got to this point partially because of people like me, who about 50 years ago, I was on the board of directors of the National Organization for Women, and I had the world, quote, figured out. And the way I figured the world out was that men were the oppressors and women were the oppressed. And so I began to focus on women's issues. I made a very, very good living doing that all around the world. But I began to see that, teachers in different countries would come up to me and say, you know, Dr. Farrell, I'm having more problems with my boys than I am with my girls. And I started forming hundreds of men's groups, and the men were, you know, saying that I have a son and he's feeling like purposeless, and but the ones that were having the major problems were the boys that were not having their fathers. And I saw that when there was divorces, almost all of the challenges were among boys who lost contact with their dads in divorce situations, or children being raised by single moms only. The single moms were working their rears off. They're among the hardest working people in the country to do the best they could with their children. But the boys in particular, the girls and the boys, were suffering. When I did the research for the boy crisis, I found that they were suffering, both sexes, in more than 50 different areas of development, from suicide to depression to dropping out of high school to bad grades. And when kids drop out of high school, which the boys do a lot more than girls, it's not just dropping out of high school. They're unemployed. They're feeling badly about themselves. As we saw, the boy in Texas, he just dropped, you know, he failed out of high school, and he was angry, and he was being bullied, and he was being hurt, and he was being told in school, that he was that he was no good, and so there's a huge amount of vulnerability and shame happening in these boys. So there's a boy crisis, and we don't attend to that, going to continue to have the mass shootings. That's why the girls are not doing the shootings. Yeah. The boys are. And secondly, in the boy crisis resides where dads do not reside more than any other single cause of the 10 causes that I examined for the boy crisis.
That is astounding. No, it's astounding. Yeah. And it's so. And by the way, I think it's very important to point out, especially as a divorced father, that merely having a divorce is not the indicator here. It's how involved that father is post-divorce.
Yeah.
That is a key indicator here. When the father is absent for one reason or another, that's where you start to see this trend.
You're absolutely correct. And here's what I mean. If someone's listening and there's a divorce in the family, there's four things that you can do to minimize the impact of the divorce, to allow the child to live, especially the boy, almost as well as he would before the divorce. One is an equal amount of time with both mom and dad, mm-hmm. not 90-10, but an equal amount. Number two is that the child is not able to detect bad mouthing from mom to dad or dad to mom. Number three is that the parents live less than 20 minutes or less drive time from each other, so the children don't resent having to go to the other parent's home and missing their soccer practice or missing their best friend's birthday party. And number four is that the parents have constant communication, consistent communication counseling, so that they, not just with emergencies, that emergencies, parents tend to blame each other. With consistent counseling, parents can discover the other one's best intent. Moms and dads have to understand that there's a very significant difference in dad-style parenting and mom-style parenting. Mm-hmm. And the parenting that works best for children is what I call checks and balance parenting. Now, having said that, if we continue with the boy crisis and if we continue with dad deprivation, then gun restriction is an important issue. In Australia, they had the same basic problems that we have. They had the boy crisis and they had dad deprivation. In 1996, they were having, per capita-wise, the equal number of mass shootings that we were having. They did a huge gun buyback program in Australia during that period of time, and that combination of that, while they were attending to the boy crisis and dad deprivation, allowed the mass shootings to go from equal to ours down to zero for the next 20 years. The gun issue is not an important issue as it isn't with girls. They're not doing the shootings. If we are attending to and solving the multiple aspects of the boy crisis, but if we aren't, until we do, we have to make sure that we also attend to the gun issue. So yeah. There's three causes and three solutions.
But we definitely a bit of focus on those dads and the importance of fathers in the family, especially in raising boys. And by the way, the importance of boys and the focus on their well-being has absolutely been neglected as well. Warren Farrell, I wish we had more time. We'll definitely have you back to talk about
this.
But we're out of time.
Look forward to that. Thank you both.
You bet. The book again is called The Boy Crisis. It's 8:45.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.